Insane.
It's the best thing I have ever experienced before. I have never done this.
We're hoping to have some good time down here. We used to go out the boats and drill out.
All right, Memorial Day. That's what we're talking about here on America Tonight. How did you spend your Memorial Day? Were you grilling out, as most people tend to do, because it is officially the start of the summer for most people anyway? It's when you start to think about, okay, what are we doing for our vacation? And this is just a little bit of a taste of it. Memorial Day also is about remembering the people who have served this country so honorably and have fallen in the middle of duty, have fallen while they have been there to protect us, to protect our freedoms. And so many gathered, especially on Monday, to remember the people who were sometimes left behind. They gather at cemeteries, memorials, monuments, and it's interesting because you look at Afghanistan and you think of the war there hitting the 12-year mark, and then you think of the ranks and file who came back, the ones who made it back from World War II, from, you know, the Korean War, from any of our wars. You go back and you look at the totals of those who didn't and those who did come back. And I'll tell you what, there is something about those quiet corners, those flags, those white headstones often that just make you proud when you see it. On your list, if you haven't done it, should be a trip to Arlington Cemetery, because I know I've said this before, but you're not American if the hair on your arms doesn't stand up. It is an awesome sight. The first time I went, I was 8 years old. So Kate Delaney hanging with all of you. Hope it was a good one for sure. Coming up this hour, we'll be talking about what happened while you were chilling. There were some controversial things, let me tell you, and some interesting things happening this week in Washington fight-wise. The drone is part of the discussion that will continue, as what is the Obama policy and what are the fears of what's happening with drones? And this seems to be at the cocktail, you know, at the cocktail hour, the conversation that most Washingtonians are having. You know, since that is the seat of power, you speak, that's the seat of liberty. Now it's the seat of power, and that's what most of the rumors have been about. What's going to happen with the drones? Fewer drone strikes after what the president had to say last week, less controversy over some of the hits with the drones, and this all stems from Al-Awlaki, the terrorist. I say terrorist, although he was not convicted of terrorism, but should have been in a sense. In the court of public opinion, I think for most of us he was, since he was the one who whipped up Major Hassan, who had the shooting at, if you remember, the shooting that took place in Fort Hood, the underwear bomber, Abdullah Matalib. He was specifically recruited by Al-Awlaki, watched him, all that kind of stuff. So I'm very hard-pressed to say that the hit on him was wrong. It was right, I think. And he was planning another attack, so thank goodness they had the sense to send out a drone and get him. But see, it's about the others. There were three other people involved, too. So anyway, we know that the drones are red poker, red hot now at this point. And then officially, not just cocktail conversation, but officially this week, it's going to be about the IRS all over again. And that's a good thing, because the dreaded three letters should not be dropped on the floor. So with Washington out for the week, congressional staffers are going to be working to make sure when they return that the Democrats and the Republicans can hold their congressional hearings and get to the bottom of some unanswered questions, we hope anyway, about what the IRS did targeting conservative groups seeking some tax-exempt status and who actually authorized it. Who is the person responsible for that? So when they come back, that's what will happen. I mean, they're already requesting from the IRS and the Treasury Inspector General, they're already requesting more material, things they want to pore over, and more names of IRS staff that they want to interview, especially in the Cincinnati office where they decided such things. So it's a document collection phase, if you will. Then more hearings in June. But the staff is left behind, so they're doing the digging. The grunts are left behind, and everybody else is gone. Then they'll be back on that House Oversight Committee, the subcommittee. And I think it's going to take some time, because I think they're going to probably have, they've already had a bunch of hearings, I think they're going to have more hearings, and there's more questions about whether Lois Lerner, who is a key IRS official, whether or not she was so far involved in this, because remember, she waived her Fifth Amendment rights, so we think so, to self-incrimination. Then the acting IRS commissioner who took over last week wanted her to resign. She wouldn't, so she's being paid. We're paying her. I think there's so much more to that story. Just name names. Let's hear. Name names. Tell us exactly what was said. So they're trying to get the details on the conversations between the IRS and the White House and the Treasury and who should be disciplined in the middle of all of this. Like John Boehner said, you know, his power might be waning as the Speaker of the House, but he did say one thing I completely agree with. Who's going to jail for this? Who's going to jail for this, for doing this, right? I mean, I could say the same thing with pouring through the Associated Press records. I think that's outrageous. The First Amendment, think about it, freedom of the press. Everybody wants to pound the press, but you have no press. Some of these stories, I know there's garbage out there, but some of the stories that have broke and some of the things that have been resolved and pointed out have come from somebody digging it up. Somebody who was an aggressive journalist. So, already the IRS, by the way, missed a May 21st deadline. There was a request for information about, you know, emails. Emails always seem to get stacked up. We can't find those emails. So they're behind, but they're looking for other documents, too, as well. So I think they're going to really, I honestly think that the House Oversight Committee is going to be all over this. They're not going to let this up, and we're going to see this continue to drag until somebody truly answers and there is a timeline established. And what happens with Lois Lerner? She's got to be dragged back before the panel, I would assume. And, you know, she did the whole Fifth Amendment thing. But what happens if she's brought back? Because what do you read out of somebody taking the Fifth Amendment? I think she needs to testify. And I want to hear what she has to say. I mean, that IRS stuff is crazy. It is. These scandals aren't going away, at least not this one. The investigations, we'll see what the investigations yield. Who had knowledge of what, you know? That's it. So much for transparency. There doesn't seem to be any transparency in Washington. We have transparency here. Coming up next on the show, more on the aftermath of a brutal story that broke about the new Rutgers athletic director. And why do you care? I'll tell you next.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
It was no longer worth the scholarship. It was no longer worth playing volleyball. We didn't care what happened. We just could no longer play under those circumstances as a team.
All right, that was Kelly Hanlon Dow talking about, ooh, we wanted to get out of there. And who was she talking about? Well, folks, let me tell you why you should care. You could hate sports, but how is it that Rutgers University, a state university, hires an athletic director after getting the biggest 1-2 punch you could possibly get heading into a brand new big bad contract with the Big Ten? How could they hire a woman who called her players in 97? She called them, supposedly, she called them whores and alcoholics, and like a sorority, made them wear clothes backwards, told them they couldn't get showers. I mean, really taunting her volleyball players while she was at the University of Tennessee. So this is a school that had to ditch a coach, a basketball coach, because he was swearing at players, throwing basketballs at them, all that sort of stuff. And even though the athletic director had suspended him for a couple of three games and had told him he had to have anger management, all that kind of stuff, once the story broke, the athletic director ended up losing his job. Of course, the coach lost his job. And Rutgers had to pay out both of them a ton of money, well over $1 million, and all kinds of other concessions, especially to the athletic director, but even to the hoops coach, the men's basketball coach, Mike Rice, as well. Now, you would think State University, lots of ugly headlines, need to find the right person to lead the program. And I think they just thought, well, this is the woman. Let's get a woman that looks good. She has, they just probably looked at her resume on paper, had a few people that they called that she gave, supplied the names, and did not check on her coaching background at all. It wasn't even hard to find. The Newark Star-Ledger broke the story. They had a love. They were licking their chops that they had this story. And once they called the new athletic director at Rutgers to ask her about the allegations, she said she never called her players whores, as was written by 15 of the players in 1997. But you be the judge. Does that make sense? Why would those players even be in the middle of this and come forward? It doesn't make any sense. It's no gain to them, was no gain to them before. So the reason you care is because it's the accountability thing that we hate so much in Washington. Here it is on the university level of a state university. Well, people are paying to back that university. There has to be accountability across the board. And this is what we're seeing. People that have more than questionable past, getting past the gatekeeper somehow, if there even is one, how does a university not find that out, not ask questions about that? The president needs to go. The president is backing her up and saying the Board of Governors is backing her up. They need to go. The governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, is reserving judgment, but he's looking into it. And he said he was going to Rutgers, so he is going to ask a whole bunch of questions. I think the president is going to be in a whole bunch of hurt there. I mean, what a joke. Nutgers, not Rutgers anymore. That's what people are calling it. They probably already have T-shirts printed up. They have to be mortified. You can't vet a new athletic director and pick somebody with a decent past, a clean enough past. Another embarrassment to what is becoming the joke of way too many, the butt of way too many jokes. And it is a good, good university. So the Big Ten means a big financial windfall for them. But the Big Ten has to hate this. And she was second in charge at the athletic department in Louisville. None of that happened there. So the story breaks here, and it's just not going away. I think they're going to have to pay her out. Because obviously she lied. She's lying about some of the stuff, I think, connected to the girls who are now grown women, because we go back to the same thing. There's absolutely zero motivation here. What would the motivation be to do that? Somebody said to me today, hey, maybe she should coach the Rutgers men's basketball team. If you wanted to be a comedian, this would be the easy material. I think the governor has to step up and they have to get rid of her. I just don't think, I mean, she could have things in her past, but a $150,000 judgment against her, too, because of some things she had to say about a pregnant woman who worked on her staff. Yeah, I think they're hurting big time. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in Washington. Hey, Mark, what's your take?
Hey, I'm going to tell you, but I'm the guy who called 3 nights ago and said I thought it was a truck that hit that bridge in Washington. And turned out correct.
You know what? I gave you credit for that. I was told a whole bunch of people and posted it. Yeah. Thank you.
Anyway, and it's more complicated than that. That's not why I called. More complicated than that because they were given a permit for 15 foot 9 inches or something at the border. They did everything by the book.
Right.
And then the bridge wasn't high enough. I think that 99% the fault of the state of Washington for being idiots. Because that bridge was
14-3. Yeah, so it wasn't. So it's Washington's fault, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, how are they supposed to know? Anyway,
yeah,
Rutgers, how many people you think actually believe when she says she doesn't remember the letter? And
oh, it's a lie.
I mean, a lie.
She's lying.
She ought to join Barack Obama's cabinet. My God, how can people lie like that and think we're going to believe it?
I don't know. It's too easy to find this kind of stuff out, too. I mean, you look at her entire record, and now they're trying to say, oh, well, you have to look at the whole background. Baloney. She humiliated young girls that were volleyball players, for goodness sake, in a very big school, Tennessee. Are you kidding? I don't see how that didn't follow her around before. And if it didn't, then she was just an assistant, and they said, okay, whatever. No way does she become the athletic director of a major program that just went through this.
And how can a university college that just went through this much negative publicity not go to extremes to do the research? And quite frankly, I think the governor should be looking at whether that college president is even competent.
I agree.
I think this is insane.
Yeah, I think he should be ditched. It's because he knew it. The buck stops with him. He's the president. He's making big bucks to be that guy, and he is not. He doesn't have the right people around him. He's not doing a good job. He has to be gone too. I think they should get rid of her now, and they're going to have to pay her out. And they've got to get rid of that president, get somebody else, and clear the decks.
Yeah, it's amazing that somebody could actually not do the background research in such a sensitive time. And
I agree.
That one hit me like between the eyes and in disbelief.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right.
Good caller. Thanks, Mark. We appreciate it. Appreciate the update, too. He was right. He came on the air after the incident happened with the bridge, and it's interesting because now in light of that, they're talking about bridge collapses or potential bridges and what are the worst that could possibly happen. But that bridge collapse caused a major break in a trade area corridor where you had trucks that would go through up and down the West Coast. Just there on Interstate 5, it's just not, oh, this little bridge is closing. And we said that then. It's much more than that. They estimate about $20 billion with a B. I checked it out. $20 billion in freight travels from Canada along that area, and that's what they use. That's what they use. So the Canadian border north of Bellingham, and I had no idea. I mean, I knew it was a major area, but not. I didn't know it was this big. Did you know it's our country's fourth busiest land border port of entry to the north? Most of the stuff crossing the border stays in Washington State. Some stop before the collapsed bridge, but close to $10 billion involves businesses in California and in Mexico. So it is up and down the entire West Coast. It is huge, needless to say, that crumpled I-5 bridge. And they're talking about the temporary fix. We're going to let you hear what the governor had to say about that coming up in just a minute here on America Tonight.
Of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618, BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If things go well, it could be up and running by mid-June. A plan has been developed by the Department of Transportation using temporary steel girders to restore four lanes on this same corridor where the bridge actually collapsed.
Governor Jay Inslee talking about the Washington Bridge collapse. Hey, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you on what's left of this Memorial holiday. Washington State is going to install it within weeks, the temporary fix, to see what they can do. If you have that much money at stake, they're going to figure out a way. And the governor announced that on Sunday, that the temporary spans will be installed along the river by probably mid-June, if the plans go well, because you got barges with equipment to remove the bridge and the cars and the water that came to the site, and they were doing that on Monday. They are looking with 3D laser scans to study what made the collapse, you know, what remained of the collapsed bridge. You had the National Transportation Safety Board, that the head of the NTSB saying, you know what, this is a wake-up call as to the safety of our infrastructure. This is it. I mean, this is what we're looking at here. Why do these bridges collapse? What's going on? So the Washington State collapse was the truck carrying the oversized load, but you just heard, obviously, there, talking about the fact that the reason is measurements. You got to have the correct measurements, for sure. Otherwise, what do you think is going to happen with these drivers, because they know how much they need to clear, and they were using the areas. Excuse me. So they have to inspect the spans left standing to make sure they're safe to use. And they're going to lower the speed limit than the 60 miles an hour they had before. You know, the good thing here is that the three people thrown in the water by the crash survived. That's the good news, that there weren't people killed. But the fracture critical bridges, you know, if there's one vital component, if one of it's compromised, they can just crumple just like that. So it may be more bridges are going to be checked for measurements, heights, that kind of stuff. And, you know, we've seen, like, this is not the first thing that's happened. We've seen several of these happen over the last 10 years. We've seen other collisions. And, I mean, it's scary. It's scary to think of how vital this bridge is and what it means when this bridge is, you know, is taken out. So there's a list of risky bridges. And the bridges, this list has been around, some of this list has been around for a while anyway. And one that's, besides now that we've had this Washington thing, this is a major area and a major thoroughfare for what happens with commerce. Some of the other bridges is not quite as dramatic from that point of view, but it is in the sense of how many people travel over the bridge. You know, how old is the bridge? How has it been reinforced? Is there, you know, what kind of water are we talking about? How is it, where is it surrounded? That kind of stuff. And that's where it gets dicier in trying to figure that all out. What makes it risky in the first place? And usually it has to do with that one element. And now Washington State is raising the concern again. But Washington State isn't the only place. I have a friend that lives in Los Angeles, and she talks about some of the structures in L.A. and how bad they are. Interstate 10, there's the average traffic, 320,000 cars daily. And you should see the structure. It looks like it could collapse immediately. I'd be very worried about it. A lot of the stuff is in L.A. There are a couple of overpasses that are, so this doesn't have anything to do with water, but it looks like they have never been worked on. There's one in Denver County in Colorado. I've been over this, but it's been a long time. It's Interstate 25, and it crosses the South Platte River. And it's a cool-looking bridge. Small bridge, and it almost looks like a sort of a little loop in the middle, but it is old and it is risky, they say. In Maryland, in Baltimore, Maryland, how many of you have been on Interstate 695? It crosses Route 26. The amount of traffic every day, 190,000 cars or SUVs, that kind of stuff. That's the kind of traffic they're getting there. There is also another spot along Interstate 695 crossing Milford Mill Road, and this looks like it could collapse at any moment. Where I grew up, Camden County, New Jersey, this isn't a shock. Interstate 76 crossing Newtown Creek, 190,000 cars. That's the average daily traffic. It's in Gloucester County, New Jersey. There's another one further north, Morris County, New Jersey. That's also another shaky site. It's Interstate 287. It crosses a popular area called Eden Lane, and a lot of people go there every day, about 180,000. See, that's the thing. The wear and tear on how many people cross an area is big. During rush hour, how much is it used? Now, some of your bigger bridges, and which is what I'm not mentioning, your Verrazanos, that kind of thing, they pay for that. They make sure they're taken care of. So they don't sit in the same condition that some of these areas that are heavily trafficked but smaller bridges do. And that's why they don't get attention when you have 100-some bridges a thousand some bridges, because that number keeps going up, that are in desperate need of reinforcement. How do you decide? Well, it's the state. The state has to come up with something, because federally, you're not going to get that federally. But I think it's scary. I think it's scary when you just see the bridge, whether or not, you know, hey, the truck comes through, it's, couldn't this have been solved? But it points out some of the weaknesses. And to me, that is what's so frightening. Think you have your kids, you're just going back and forth on that area and not thinking twice about whether or not your car is going to end up in the river. Not thinking twice. To me, that's frightening. Very frightening. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, buddy movies, the best buddy movies of all time. The reason I bring this up is because of what I said about the box office. Fast and Furious 6, Hangover 3, of the two, what is the better buddy movie? Well, the world has spoken and said Fast and Furious 6 is just a little bit better this time around, believe it or not. And Hangover 3, highly touted, did not pull in the kind of money they thought it was going to pull in, like what happened when they made the second Hangover. And remember, Fast and Furious, I said, is Fast and Furious 6. That's crazy. Whew. Six time is definitely the charm for that movie. It has its audience. And maybe there's something about the fast cars, and a lot of young people go to that. And what, no matter what the plot is, it's going to find its rhythm. It's going to find a big chunk of the demographic that wants to go and see it. So now you've got these summer duels, these showdowns for big movie budgets, and you have Fast and Furious 6 at $120 million, while The Hangover, $51.2 million, is what they pulled in this week. So hands down, Fast and Furious is number one, at least from that perspective, on the buddy movie list. What do you think are the best buddy movies? Stand By Me, does that ring a bell with anyone? How about Apocalypse Now? I don't know, that's not a light buddy movie. How about Deliverance? Not a light buddy movie either. I'm thinking you may have more to throw in on the buddy movie thing. I mean, there's so many. That theme, the idea of the best friend doing something, whether outrageous or taking a vacation or, you know, whatever it is. Could there be a more popular premise? I mean, even if you force yourself to watch network TV for a night, you'd come up with a bunch of different buddy movies. You'd come across them for sure. And they even had the one television series, Bosom Buddies, which Tom Hanks was the very, very young co-star. And if you ever see the repeats on a thing called TV Land, then you know what I'm talking about. And that's a buddy movie. That's a definite buddy movie. But I like my buddy movie the best. And I'm getting set to tell you what my favorite buddy movie is. You can email me yours just for fun. We're going to lighten a load, americatonight.net. Or give us a call at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. How about Thelma and Louise? That's not my best buddy movie, but that's a buddy movie, not guys, women, but that would count, I would think. Yeah, I think it counts. Better than Fast and Furious 6? We'll be back. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How much did they give you?
20 grand, man. And, of course, I still get to keep the rug.
Thanks for making the handle.
Yeah. They gave do the beeper. Also, whenever these guys call.
What's the start of the game?
Oh, I told them if it was during league play.
What's during league play?
Life does not stop and start at your convenience. You're miserable.
I figure it's easy money. You know, it's all pretty harmless. She probably kidnapped herself.
That was a scene from The Big Lebowski. A couple of things you heard there. That's my favorite buddy movie. If you were talking about buddy movies, meaning, you know, The Hangover 3 is getting crushed by Fast and Furious 6, what would you say is the best buddy movie of all time? Hands down, best buddy movie. Matt, what's your favorite best buddy movie?
I think of newer ones, probably Superbad or Pineapple Express. But of older movies, I was a big fan of the Lethal Weapon movies growing up.
Ooh, that's good. You have Mel Gibson and Danny Glover?
Right.
Yeah, and they were good. The first one was great. Yeah, The first one was great. You know, because this movie Hangover was coming out, a lot of people were talking about buddy movies. 48 Hours, Nick Nolte, Eddie Murray.
Tommy Boy, that's another good one.
Tommy Boy's a great one. I love that movie. And I wouldn't, just by the title, I wouldn't have thought I liked it, but I sat and watched it and I loved it. You could say The Last Boy Scout, that's Bruce Willis, and Damon Wayans. That was a pretty decent one. If you went a little old school, Twins, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
What about really actually old school Grumpy Old Men?
Yeah, Grumpy Old Men would work. Yeah, absolutely. Here's one for you, too. This is a little old school, but not old, old school. But Tango and Cash. Somebody made me just watch that. It was Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell. It was pretty decent, actually.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Yeah, it's good. It's pretty good. It's not... I think it's one of the better things Sylvester Stallone was in. Both of them were good in it. It's good. It's the premise, the cops, they're cops and, you know, whatnot. Of course, another one that would probably pop up on a lot of people's radar, the Blues Brothers, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd. There's some funny, funny things there. The buddy concept is big. And you can tell that because when you're combing around for movies, and you just, if you type in anywhere, buddy movie, it'll come up and you'll see the amount of movies using that premise in some way are pretty big. In fact, usually there's that relationship in more movies than you think. The Hangover is definitely a buddy movie. The Hangover 3. And the movie was inspired by real events. A Hollywood producer went missing from his Vegas bachelor party. He blacked out, and he woke up in a strip club, and that's what happened. This is kind of what happened here. They made it highly more exaggerated, but it turned out that that first movie was such a box office bonanza. It grossed $467 million. Wow. You can't argue with those kinds of numbers. So then it spawned two, and now three, and three is quickly falling into a category of, oops, just a little too much. Just a little too much. How about Wedding Crashers? I love Owen Wilson. I mean, you have to go back to 2005. Owen Wilson.
Oh, yeah. That's another good
and
one.
And Vince Vaughn.
And that they got was a new movie coming out, too. The was it Interns?
Google thing. Yeah, yeah, Interns. Yeah. Where they go to work for Google. And they have good chemistry, so I think they're pretty good, too. Then some people might put this on their list, and I really like Jeff Daniels, but Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels did a movie in the 90s called Dumb and Dumber. And I don't know if that would make my list, but it probably would make some people's lists. It was the classic guy friend movie, Get in Trouble. Here's another one that I would say falls into the category of buddy movie, and I still like this movie, and you got to go back to the mid-80s for this, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You have to be in the right frame of mind to watch it. If you haven't seen it, it still is worth seeing this. It is. It is still worth a look because there's some funny, fabulous moments in it, and the whole idea of escaping reality, escaping school, and then thinking you're not going to get caught and all of that. Some people would give Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction a nod. Samuel L. Jackson and John Travolta, that really hit its mark with a lot of people. And that's a bros hanging out. Or The Sting, if you went into the 70s, Newman and Redford, even Swingers, which we brought up Vince Vaughn before with Owen Wilson, but Vince Vaughn and John Favreau, that was a big movie, and it did really, really well at the box office. And you could
That's one of my old favorite movies.
Oh,
I
love
even
it.
Forgot about that one.
It's so good. It is a really good movie. Another one that's, I don't know, I kind of liked it, but I'm sure people find it appalling in some ways, Fight Club, Brad Pitt and Ed Norton. I thought they were both good in that movie. The movie itself was about Fight Club in it, so there was some, it was pretty violent in some scenes, but it was good. I still say it was a good movie. Here's a good one from the 80s that would make my list, too. And at the time, did pretty well at the box office. It's definitely a rental still. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. John Candy was a great guy, no longer with us. Great comedian who had timing that was impeccable. And almost anyone they threw him with, he did pretty well.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
All right, listeners, the point is I can't believe the buddy movie that did so well, Hangover 3, is bombing at the summer box office, because that's what it is, while Fast and Furious 6 Fast and Furiouses is killing it. Over $115 million, and it's set to make more. It's only the first week. And the fact is that altogether, it's made more than $1.5 billion so far. I mean, it's a franchise. It's a factory. It is a mega, mega hit. And I guess there is definitely a buddy theme to that one, too. A lot of buddies. But also the idea of the cars and something about the fast cars, and if you went through and started at one and went all the way through six, I think that's especially guys, this absolutely hits that wheelhouse. Young guy, bombshell women, slick, nasty bandit, that kind of stuff. If you think of all of them, that's why it works. That's why The Rock, Vin Diesel, Jason Statham, throw him in there, and that's what you're going to get. You know, you're going to get the interest. And then, of course, Michelle Rodriguez is huge still. She's the ultimate bad girl in Hollywood, but she works with these guys. It works. Then you throw in Eva Mendes. You said there's some other people that have been in this past one, but Inside Six is just crushing it. And Hangover 3
is... There's 30 people in that movie, I think.
Do you recognize it? Could be Where's Waldo? Who is it? How about Rush Hour, Jackie Chan? Chris Tucker is funny. He's in that one. That's pretty good. And then my brother would tell you that this movie is hilarious. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. I don't know. I'd have to say that that's not really my cup of tea. Superbad, though, works for me. Exactly. Do you want to get high? Superbad works for me. I like Superbad. Jonah Hill is hilarious. Michael Cera, he's funny too. All right, so there you have it. Best buds, best movies. Profound, profane, provocative, fun, I guess. There's all kinds of elements that work. Anything to escape our own realities, right?
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.